Republican State Representative John Becker says his bill would allow early in-person voting in Ohio during the last 2 weeks before future November elections. But he says it would shut down on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day.
The people I'm talking to at the Board of Elections, you know, something they're looking for is stability, and they're looking for time to be able to allocate to do their jobs and you know, how much time they need to get the job done right.
And they felt like they didn't get the job done right because they had to do weekend voting?
Well, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they, you know, they think there was voter fraud or there was errors or inaccuracies, but it creates chaos in their office to have to jump through these hoops.
Okay, I guess I'm still not understanding. Were there problems with getting the paperwork together, or what kind of chaos? What do they tell you when they say there was chaos? What kind of things are they describing?
Well, it's a matter of scrambling to, you know, get the ballots out to the precincts, and there's just a lot of work that the Board of Elections has to do prior to the election. And when you're having early voting the weekend of the election, it creates you know, scheduling issues for the board to be able to get done what they need to get done, especially when it wasn't planned.
Back in 2008, early voting on those days was planned. But by 2012, lawmakers had changed voting laws to initially take that weekend away. About a month before that election day, a federal court ruled the state must offer the early voting on the weekend before the election. Becker says the federal court should not be telling Ohio how to run its elections.
Well, I can't imagine why they're introducing a bill to make it less convenient for voting.
That's Peg Rosenfield with the Ohio League of Women Voters. She says that weekend is important to make sure all Ohio voters have the chance to cast ballots.
And that last weekend is enormously important for people to be able to vote over the weekend so they don't have to miss work or anything on Tuesday. And I just can't understand what the thinking is behind making voting less accessible.
Rosenfield says the league opposes Becker's bill. She doesn't think there's a will in the state legislature to adopt it. The representative has another related bill. It would require the early in-person voting that does happen take place on weekdays during business hours. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.